Welcome to Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The second baseman, Tadahito Iguchi. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Widger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Juan Uribe. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Brian Anderson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Freddy Garcia. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Freddy Garcia. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Felipe Lopez. Batting second. The second baseman, Brandon Phillips. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rich Aurelia. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Adam Dunn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Austin Kearns. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Scott Hatberg. Batting eighth. The catcher, David Ross. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brandon Clausen. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brandon Clausen. And now, play ball. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Podsednik hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tadahito Iguchi is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Iguchi hits a ball on the ground into center field. Griffey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Griffey. Iguchi moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dye takes first base on ball 4. Iguchi moves to third. Konerko moves to second. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Creed hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Widger hits a pop-up towards first. Hatberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Uribe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hatberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Felipe Lopez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Uribe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Griffey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lopez moves to second. Rich Aurelia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Aurelia hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dunn hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kearns takes first base on ball 4. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Kearns. The throw from Widger and he is safe. Kearns steals second. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Reds 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Griffey. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Freddy Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Garcia bunts towards first. Hatberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Phillips covering, for the out. Anderson moves to third. One out. Scott Podsednik batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Podsednik is 0 for 1 in the game. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Igoshi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Igoshi hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Konerko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dunn. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Podsednik goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dye is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dye hits a fly ball into right field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. David Ross is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brandon Claussen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Claussen strikes out. Widger drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Claussen out. Two outs. Felipe Lopez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Reds 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Creed is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Widger is 0 for 1 in the game. Widger bunts towards the mound. Claussen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Creed moves to second. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Uribe is 0 for 1 in the game. Uribe hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Dunn. Uribe reaches second base with a double. Creed scores. Widger moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Joe Mays now pitching. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Widger scores. Uribe moves to third. It's 8-3, White Sox. Freddy Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0 for 0 in the game. Garcia strikes out. There goes Anderson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Podsednik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Uribe scores. Anderson scores. It's 10-3, White Sox. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Igoshi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Igoshi strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a line drive into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Griffey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Griffey for the out. 2 outs. Rich Aurelia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Aurelia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Aurelia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Reds 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Dye is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aurelia fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Creed is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Creed hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dunn. Creed reaches second base with a double. Chris Widger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Widger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Widger hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Uribe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Creed trying to get to home. Dunn throws the ball into Ross, who tags Creed, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunn strikes out. 1 out. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kearns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kearns hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hatberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Igoshi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Reds 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Freddy Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Scott Podsednik batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Podsednik is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lopez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. David Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross strikes out. 1 out. Joe Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Felipe Lopez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Reds 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Igoshi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Igoshi hits a line drive into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aurelia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dye is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dye hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Konerko moves to second. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Creed is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Creed hits a fly ball into right field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Widger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Widger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aurelia fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Aurelia. Konerko scores. Dye moves to third. Widger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, White Sox. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Uribe hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ross Glode now playing first base. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Aurelia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Aurelia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Aurelia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glode settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Reds 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Quinton McCracken now playing center field. Esteban Yan now pitching. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a line drive into right field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Podsednik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kearns hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, White Sox. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Igoshi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Ross is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jason LaRue pinch hits for Esteban Yan. Jason LaRue is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. LaRue hits a ball on the ground towards second. Igoshi scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Reds 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick White now pitching. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Igoshi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Igoshi takes first base on ball 4. Ross Glode is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Igoshi moves to second. Ross Glode batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Glode hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Igoshi moves to third. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dye is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dye hits a fly ball into center field. McCracken settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Igoshi tags and scores. One out. It's 12-4, White Sox. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Creed is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Creed hits a fly ball into right field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Widger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Widger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Widger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aurelia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Pablo Ozuna now playing third base. Felipe Lopez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lopez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quinton McCracken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCracken strikes out. Two outs. Rich Aurelia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aurelia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Aurelia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Reds 4. the White Sox will come to bat. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uribe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Uribe hits a fly ball into right field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aurelia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Cintron pinch hits for Freddy Garcia. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cintron hits a fly ball into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. David Risk now pitching. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-3 in the game. Dunn strikes out. One out. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kearns strikes out. Two outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatberg hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati.